Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deuce McAllister,
help Jameis out.
Saints Radio and SEC Network analyst. Deuce, how are you, man?
Listen to the Bobby fuss about life.
I knew you'd jump right in. I knew you'd, so you do you disagree?
They
got to
catch
Bobby?
The ball, hitting both hands.
No, I agree. You got to catch the ball. I mean, no doubt about it. And I think, you know, the biggest thing there is comfort. And the more plays he hears, the more plays that he goes against. I mean, Bobby, you know this. It's one thing to go against scout team,
yes.
And it's another to go out there and go and it be a live play. You don't get to do the play over as far as if there's a mistake, if there's a drop, if there's a misalignment. You go on to the next play, good or bad. And so the more that you're in it, the more comfortable you will be.
Deuce, how about this stat? Marshawn Lattimore has forced an incompletion on 36% of his targets this season. No other defensive back cornerback in the league has over 19%. How dominant has Lattimore been?
And he don't got the big head, Deuce. They paid him big bucks, and it's like he still didn't get paid yet the way he's playing.
Money well spent.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. Money well spent. I don't know if he has exceeded their expectations, but I think he is playing exactly, you know, who we thought he could be. And the biggest thing that you're seeing is it's on a consistent basis. You know, this it isn't a situation where it's kind of up and down, up and down. He has been, you know, for the most part, consistent as far as going out and competing week in and week out. And that's really what you wanted from him as far as consistency is concerned. You know, you're not going to shut every receiver down. You're not going to shut those guys get paid as well. And, you know, some weeks there will be miscommunication. Some plays there will be miscommunication. So it's not like you're going to go every week and not going to give up a catch. But I think, you know, when his number's been calling, you know, you figure that he's got to make a play for you. He has more than likely made that play than not.
Deuce, a friend of yours and mine, it's his birthday today, so we're going to wish him a happy Saints Radio birthday. Roger Sedzwani, his birthday today. So I know you know Rog real well. And
I texted him, and I figured he was too busy because I didn't get a reply back from him. So but, I got to get over there and go see him.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Roger. Man, we appreciate everything you do for the Who Dat Nation and us here at WWL. But, man, Marcus Davenport, when you watched him play, his dominant presence out on that field, and, man, just keeping him healthy, because you can see just how good he is at that defensive end position. He sort of tilts the field as a player, and now you're getting on your Mata back. You know, you think about that pass rush, and that's what you're going to need this coming Sunday against Tom Brady. You got to affect his throws. You know, you just can't play coverage. You got to be able to affect him. But your thoughts on Davenport's return to the lineup, because he wasn't good. He was dominating Monday night.
And Deuce, what Mike's saying about Davenport, now this is not an opinion. This is what is occurring on the field. Now, limited sample size, but you look, any player that has had like 30 snaps or more, guess who's number one in the NFL in influencing the opposing quarterback and the quarterbacks on a negative perspective? You look at not the Boses, not whoever you might think. You know who's number one? Marcus Davenport. Now, I know it's a small sample size, but when he's rushing the passer and he's been in a game,
it's watch out.
He's number one in the NFL. And they look at every play. Every player, their snaps, if they've had at least 30 snaps, that's where he's at. If he's on the field, I don't know how he can't be outstanding.
there's no question of talent anymore. The question with Davenport, can you stay healthy?
Yep.
You know, that's where you are with Davenport. I mean, the talent is there. And I don't know if he will ever develop a pure speed rush where he's just beating the guy off of the edge with his speed. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The power that young man has.
It's like Reggie White.
It is violent. Most people thought that, and even Sean made a comment after the game, most people thought that he got a roughing the passer penalty.
That helmet to helmet?
In the quarterback.
Yeah, what was
it
that?
It was helmet to helmet. And I made a comment when I saw it. I was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, and it was like the offensive lineman, the right tackle, it was almost like he tripped. It was almost like he tripped because he was trying to catch his balance, and he gets helped from the guard. And when the guard comes over, that's what made Davenport kind of fall and go low on the tackle. But the referee was already throwing the flag out before he even really touched the quarterback.
That was BS.
But the only thing, it wasn't roughing the passer. It was helmet to helmet, but you can call that play helmet to helmet on offensive defensive alignment every play.
Yes,
it was really the violence that he used and how he did the right tackle. I think the ref felt bad for him. I mean, I'm serious.
I agree, Deuce. Yeah, he felt sorry for the tackle.
I think, you know, because some people were saying, well, he got his hand up. He didn't get his hand up to where it was in the helmet or around the neck of the guy. It was a violent move, and it was just pure power, and he knocked him off balance, and the ref just like, whoa, you know, that something had to be wrong there. But for Davenport, It's not a question of can he do it anymore. You know, that was kind of the question a couple years ago. At this point, it's can we keep him healthy?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing with him is can we keep him healthy? You know, how can we help to make sure that he is ready to go week in and week out?
Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst and SEC Network analyst. Deuce, Willie Snead, do you think there's any interest in bringing him back?
I think there's always interest when you can add players to your roster that can contribute and help you. I mean, I think the one negative here, if you're a Saints fan, is, well, he's been here before. He didn't do anything when he was here last time.
Well, he was Lance Moore. He wasn't that bad.
That most people have when you talk about him. And, my perception is, hey, look, let's see what happens. I don't know anything formally, but – let's see what happens. I know they're trying to, you know, add some guys to that room.
Now, Deuce, boy, you know, we're proud of our defense where we're at. Look, and it speaks volumes. We always want that top 10 defense, if not top 5 as of late. Well, you know, we can stop the run. I thought this was interesting. Right now we're giving up basically 81 yards a game, third best in the NFL. The Buccaneers are first. They've given up like 67 and a half yard. So how challenging is going to be? Because I think Tom Brady, I don't know, he's at Ponce de Leon. He drank the fountain of youth, whatever. The first, number one passing attack, average right now, like 324 yards a game. And you just look, points scored, they're third. They're getting 33 and a half points. I'm proud of our scoring defense. We only giving up right under 17 points a game. But when I look at it, and we started off fast, taking away the football and protecting it. But as of late, we've been, you know, not plus or minus, right at zero. We were minus one against Seattle, where I'm looking right now. We're plus four, which is still top 10. We're number 8, but they're like plus 7. I think this is a game you think like, oh, come on. We have to definitely protect the football, but somehow take it away, even though Tom Brady, it seems like that he doesn't really turn over the ball when you look at it overall. But I think Tampa Bay, where they're at, don't you think they deserve getting the recognition that they're getting right now?
Strong recognition is well deserved. I mean, but for us, for me, to feel like that we truly have a chance, we either have to hit them with some type of return, or we have to be plus two. You know, being even in a turnover margin, I don't think does it for us. I don't even know if we're plus one. I don't know if that does it for us. I think that we have to be plus two. Now, we can be plus one and hit them with a return.
Right.
But I don't think if we can't hit them with a big return, then, I mean, we've got to be at least plus two, in my opinion, to be able to be successful this weekend.
Deuce, one of the things in this game, because we've seen it in years past, the matchup between Lattimore and Mike Evans. And Marshawn's done a great job going head up against Mike Evans. I think the problem this coming Sunday is going to be Tom Brady's going to figure out that's got a rookie on the other side, and I got Chris Godwin. Antonio Brown most likely will not play. He's on crutches even today at practice. And Godwin has went off a couple times on the Saints already.
Yes.
I think that's the matchup to watch with Chris Godwin because that guy on another team, he's your number one receiver. Yeah, clear cut. He's your number one guy. But on this team, they spread the wealth out so much between Evans and Antonio Brown and Gronk that, you know, he's not that clear guy. I think that's the thing to watch now with Godwin, and Tom's going to test the rookie.
Here's the one thing I like about that matchup. The Saints have rotated Roby in the last couple of weeks. It's been probably every three series.
That's right.
Pretty much is how they've rotated Roby with
Adebo.
But here's the thing that I like about that matchup. Scotty Miller isn't available either.
Nope.
So you can technically roll the safety to Godwin's side and tell Marshawn, you one-on-one, bro.
Right.
You ain't got no help. There is no help coming for you. Everybody else, we're going to man up. Gronkowski, you come back and play. Okay, great. Malcolm, that's you. You know, so you don't have Scotty Miller. You don't have Antonio Brown. So they don't have the normal weapons that they would have where it would really, really stress you out. So for the Saints this week, I think they have favorable opportunities. You got to take advantage of them, but it starts with what we talked about earlier.
Pressure.
If you can't get pressure on Tom Brady, it don't matter who you got covering on the back end. He's gonna find it.
Amen, amen. If you look at Tom Brady's unbelievable career, to say the least, I mean, the only games he has not had success, he has never had a bad game when he does not have pressure. If he's not getting hit in the chops, even when they were trying to go undefeated, you remember what the Giants did?
The Giants got him
like six
in the
times.
Super Bowl, yeah.
If you look at all the games he has not had success, it's not like, oh, he has the off day, he's not throwing well. No, when
hold
he's
on,
not
gotta,
throwing
gotta,
well, it's because the pressure's in his
hold
face.
On a
wait,
second.
Ian Rappaport from NFL Network is saying the Saints are trading for old and current friend and current Texans running back, Mark Ingram. He feels a big need landing back in New Orleans to do so. So Mark Ingram reportedly headed back to New Orleans.
Wait, Deuce, you might break your record.
Because the Saints, well, Bobby, it was going to get broke at some point anyway.
Right.
It was going to get broke at some point anyway.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, I think for the Saints, the usage that you were using with Alvin was just way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just being honest. For him, I don't know if he was going to last a complete season. So for them to be able to get Mark and he feels that void, kind of knows the offense, you know, there's not a lot of plays that you have to call that he doesn't know.
Right.
He's going to be familiar with what you want to do. He feels a void. He definitely feels a void. And so he can step right in and really literally help you this week. You know,
exactly.
He's been with a team. He's been with a team. He doesn't have to go through as far as some type of protocol per se. He can come in and Houston was kind of a fire sale in a sense. So
right.
He definitely helps them with what they want to do.
Deuce, the other thing about it is I remember we did quarterback to quarterback. We got accelerated 1 week. And Drew Brees bringing up, man, the most underrated thing Mark Ingram does, pass protect.
Yeah, no, he knows who he has to block.
That guy.
And he's not guessing who he has to block. You know, that's important. You can't false step. A half a step might be because of the angle and leverage. But it seems like Mark Ingram was about as good as it gets, even, you know, when as long as he was with the Saints and then he left, went to the Ravens and all that. But the one thing you could count on him that, you know, and you might say, well, he's a running back. No, running backs have to pass protect when they called upon, and Ingram was outstanding.
that's another thing. You don't have to worry about him. I mean, knowing what's going on, some of the calls may be a little bit different. I know some of them are right now, but I mean, Mark will be able to pick up the language fairly quick for him. So you feel good about that situation. And so for the Saints, they don't have to kind of guess, all right, who's our number two guy? This right. guy's down. We know who your number two guy is. And then now you can take some of those carries that you've been giving to Lattimore, and Mark will be able to get them.
Now, Deuce, before we let you run, getting close to the top of the hour, this is a text from 0887. Deuce, update on Michael Thomas. Is he still not ready? Said, ask Deuce, what's up with Michael Thomas? I mean, what's the status there?
You should start to see him probably do some stuff this week. We'll get some official word tomorrow as far as practice is concerned, but you should start seeing him kind of ramp up a little bit and see where he's at.
Deuce, thanks for we got to run. We
got
to run.
What game you got this week, Deuce?
Vanderbilt, Missouri.
Okay.
Deuce, thanks again, man.
All right, Deuce.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst and SEC network analyst. Mark Ingram reportedly headed back to New Orleans in a trade with the Texans. This is WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.